The Northport Power Plant on Long Island could be worth $3.4 billion, or $192 million, depending on who you ask. A lawsuit is attempting to determine which number is right, and the decision could impact taxes and property values and power rates for Long Islanders. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports.
The Long Island Power Authority pays $84 million in taxes to Huntington for the Northport plant every year based on the town's multi-billion dollar valuation. LIPA alleges in a lawsuit that the value of the plant is much lower, which would mean much lower taxes. Ed Smith is a council member for Huntington. He says LIPA's assessment is way too low.
When I first heard about this, I thought it was almost preposterous. It's so extreme that it doesn't make sense, and it's not a credible appraisal.
He says the town would owe up to $500 million in refunds if they lose the suit. LIPA has argued against its appraised value every year going back to 2010. Tom Falcone is the CEO for LIPA. He says while the plant has depreciated in value, taxes have continued to increase.
It's actually the most taxed commercial property in the entire country. For a plant that is over 50 years old, and just is not used as much as it once was and isn't as valuable as it was.
LIPA has offered Huntington a settlement that would forgive hundreds of millions of dollars in tax refunds and ease the new lower taxes in over time. But for some, the settlement isn't really an option. Paul DiRigo is a Northport resident who has been organizing against LIPA. He says the settlement would hurt property values.
If you're a buyer of a home and you want to buy a home in a district that you know is going to have to get school taxes alone increased by 60% over the next 8 or 9 years, you're going to factor that into the offer you make on the house.
DiRigo says Northport residents could see cuts at their schools and higher tax rates. The case is set to go through April 25th. Jay Sean, WSHU News.